The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Yeah, I was trying to go far side. You know, I knew I got a pretty good shot off, and, you know, I might have had a chance. I actually thought it was in originally, but then, you know, Vasilevskiy kind of fooled me there, and I thought it maybe pinned between his arm, and, you know, he was kind of swimming in the crease, and I thought he might have had it. So it was certainly a few seconds of confusion there, and then, you know, I just saw everybody kind of bull rush the ice, and that's when I knew it was confirmed. So, you know, certainly a team effort on the goal, and it feels nice to get it done.
Some Kadri. Man, oh, man. This guy. Whether it was the performance in St. Louis or coming out of nowhere, not only to play. We knew at some point in this series he would try to play. There was never a doubt of that. But the question was, how effective would he be?
Yeah.
I think he was very effective, as evidenced by the fact he scored the game-winning goal in overtime to put the Avalanche on the precipice of winning a Stanley Cup.
Bednar did a great job of playing it close to the vest. So did, the entire Avs team. And I don't even know, if Kadri knew. Like, I wonder when he was informed, hey, you're going tonight. Like, I wonder how long before the game he knew.
I don't think he makes the trip unless there was an expectation he'd play in one of the games.
I disagree with that. I think that you bring your guys. I mean, I've made some trips.
Burakovsky wasn't there.
Well, then, yeah, if you're home doing more skating and you know, more rehab work. But, yeah, there was a chance. But I just know. I mean, I've been on a couple trips where I knew I wasn't going to play, but mm-hmm. It was important to have us all together. So I guess 6-1, half doesn't matter. He scored. It was awesome.
Yeah, and how did the officials miss that one? Because the moment they went to the replay, I was like, that's a goal. How do you miss that?
Yeah, the puck is up there in the net. I don't know who obvious. Was on Tampa who skated over there and tried to knock it
Stamkos.
Out. It's Stamkos.
Nothing to see here.
That's not in there. Like, all of a sudden, they were going to disallow it or something. Oh, gosh, it was great.
Next on the Morning Brew.
We had a good talk yesterday, and he just said there's no doubt that I was going back in there and just wanted me to go out there and play and be loose and play my game, and that's what I try to do, and I know the guys have my back, and yeah, I just wanted to go out and play like I can, and you know, we were able to get the win tonight.
Hey, look, I don't know what Darcy Kemper's long-term future is with the Avalanche. You know, he's probably going to be due for a pretty big contract, and the Avalanche might just decide they have other more pressing needs than to pay a lot of money on Darcy, but whatever happens, that was his moment. That was his moment. That no matter what happens, Darcy Kemper will always have last night answering his critics, going out, and outplaying the best goalie on the planet for one night in Andrei Vasilevskiy.
He's kind of my... I know I got a lot of grief on Twitter last night. Like, he's going to be my new Simeon, you know? He's going to be my Simmessiah. Sign him to a long term. Yeah.
Hey, can we sign him right now? Today. Right now. 6 years, yeah. $60 million.
Yeah. No.
I believe the Broncos have found the quarterback of their future.
Right. Would have been a good deal. All things considered, based upon the wasteland that you've been in. But anyhow, I think he's going to be elsewhere next year, but for one night. And like you said earlier, man, he stole the game.
Yeah.
I mean, he took how many shots he had? They had 40? They didn't get any in overtime, did they? No, they got
They had one. They that, had one. That one by Hagel that I think that one hit him off the face, too.
Yeah.
But, hey, that's why you wear the face mask. You can make a save many different ways.
Yes.
Even if just whiffing with your glove
head
and
save,
it,
go!
Even if you whiff with your glove and it hits you right in the noggin, who cares?
Yeah.
It still goes down as a save. Next on the Morning Brew.
I thought he did a great job for us tonight. I mean, that was a hard-fought hockey game. Lots of talk about Vasilevskiy, rightly so. But Kemp's was equally as good tonight, in my opinion.
Congratulations to Jared Bednar, because, you know, until you do it,
mm-hmm.
There's always going to be questions. Are you the kind of guy that can coach a team to a Stanley Cup? You're going head-to-head with John Cooper, who's got two of these bad boys, right? And yet, on this night, Jared Bednar out-coached John Cooper. Made all the right moves. Went with Darcy. Got Nazem Kadri back in the lineup. Shifted the lines to account for Kadri to be out there, and it worked. The fourth line, man, you get a fourth line goal in a 3-2 overtime win, in a win that puts you one win away from a Stanley Cup. Do you understand how huge of a lift that is? How unusual that is to get that kind of a lift from your fourth line?
When you can get, you can get production, you can get production like that, you can get... I mean, it's what set the Avs apart anyhow, is all four lines are productive. All four lines can skate. Like, it's just the way. Was it Cogs? Cogs get that? It was
Cogliano, yes. But Nico Sturm. And the other thing, too, Joe Sakic's imprint.
Right,
Both those guys last night. Oh, yes.
Come on.
Darcy trade, Sturm trade. Cogliano trade. Manson trade.
I don't like number 78, though.
Lehkonen trade.
I don't like the number. Why not? It just doesn't feel hockey-ish to me. 78?
That's too damn bad!
Next on the Morning Brew.
We're all in this together. Players, coaches, refs, everybody. But this one's going to sting much more than others just because I think it was taken on... It was potentially, I don't know. It's hard for me. This is going to be hard for me to speak. I'm going to have to speak. I'll speak with you tomorrow. You're going to see what I mean when you see the winning goal. And my heart breaks for the players because we probably still should be playing. I'll be available tomorrow.
All right. Well, then I hope when John Cooper talks today, he comes out and says, I want to apologize or amend my comments from last night when I was implying that the Avalanche goal should not have counted because there are freeze frames that show six players on the ice. Mm-hmm. Yes. You know what? There is a freeze frame that shows six Avalanche players on the ice. And in that same freeze frame, it shows seven Tampa Bay players on the ice.
Yeah.
So, come on, Coop. Come on, man.
Yeah. Let me say this. You disallow that goal, it doesn't matter. It does.
Honestly, you're right.
The Avs are, I mean, they are kicking the living snot out of you in that overtime. That overtime reminded me of game two. It was JV versus varsity. And the pressure that you put Vasilevsky under, the pressure, the constant pressure you put on Tampa, it was only a matter of time before that dam broke. And, I mean, it was,
You know, when you watch a game by yourself, big game, and you find yourself just talking out loud. That's what I was. I was just talking out loud. Mm-hmm. Like, they're going to win this game.
It's like me going through the airport. You know,
I'm just saying to myself, it's just a matter of time. This is so one-sided.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen right here. Oh, no. All right. Don't worry. It's coming. It's coming. So, the Avs get the win. There are 3-1. Mission 16W, 15 down, 1 to go. Tomorrow night, 6 p.m., Ball Arena. It is going to be an absolute zoo downtown tomorrow night.
That's
going to
be crazy.
It is going to be nuts. A Friday night, downtown Denver, on the night the Avalanche win the cup.
Oh. Hell yeah!
Get ready, folks. Get ready.
That's right. Can't
get
wait.
Get downtown. Even if you don't have a ticket, Mark will have a ticket because he knows people.
Yeah. I can't wait to be down there at the Pepsi Center just getting it done.
Gonna take your wife again? Or are you gonna take your radio wife?
Huh? It depends. Let me see those chubby little hands. It depends on that kind of.
Why do my hands have to play a role? What the hell?
I don't know. But they had that. I got a bone to pick with you, by the way.
Well,
What those chubby little hands delivered to you.
Coming up next, never let it be said that Mike Evans is not a man of his word and does not pay his debts. That's next.